Executive Director, Gail and Bill Cook, Center for Entrepreneurship, Ivy Tech Community College, Bloomington, and Regional Director, South Central Small Business Development Center.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. How you doing? You done yet?
Well, yeah, we're out of time.
Talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure.
It is. Well, Steve's a big Cub fan, so we're not going to rub his nose in it too much this morning. He has a World Series ring to flash right back in anybody's face, so we're not going to get deep
he's
into baseball.
He's got a big white W he's got to put
there
up
you
someplace.
Go. Well, he's got a big right. – and these things happen. Nobody goes undefeated in baseball. But busy times at Ivy Tech as always. Pinch hitting for the Chancellor today. Here we are in the middle of October. You guys got big Halloween plans? Don't you do a big trick-or-treat party?
We do have
out
a thing for the
coming
families.
Up with that?
That's right.
Do they require you to dress up and Steve to dress up for that, Keith?
Steve's going to be a leprechaun. His seasons are a little messed up.
You are the tallest jumbo shrimp we have.
He's got a big event before that, though.
Well, what do we have going on?
The Cook Institute, Steve.
Yeah, we have our 8th annual Cook Institute event, which is a luncheon we have on October 18th. It's at 11:30 at Shreve Hall at Ivy Tech's main campus. And this is our signature event kind of to focus on entrepreneurship and people who take their ideas and turn them into reality and keep on with their ideas and do other things. And our speaker is going to be Tony Moravec, who may not be a household name, but some of the businesses he's involved with.
Ice cream, baby, ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you ever heard of Zaharico's, which is a classic, you know, ice cream parlor in Columbus, has restored the classic ice cream parlor. He's the founder and owner of that. He also is the president and CEO of Blairex Labs, which does a lot of pharmaceutical products over there, and has been a pillar of the Columbus business community and Indiana business community for a long time. And he's been very active over here in Bloomington. I didn't realize this, but he's one of the investors in Upland Brewing Company here in town.
Yep.
Has been for a long time. And he's been really active with our Habitat chapter in helping secure some land and real estate and financing for the Habitat here, which has been fantastic. But we should have a couple of hundred people showing up. We've got some presenting sponsors, including Cook Group, Herlow Wealth Management, thanks to John Herlow and his team, J.P. Morgan Chase. We've got First Financial Bank, German American, Old National Bank, and Nature's Way. So we've got a lot of corporate support for the event. Should be a fun one if anybody's interested. We still have a few tickets available. Just get a hold of us over here at the Entrepreneurship Center at 812-330-6261, and we can set you on up to join us.
Steve, colleges love acronyms, and there's TSAP, and Ivy Tech is doing some really neat things, and the Commission for Higher Education has approved a new transfer degree.
Yeah, we have 4 new associate transfer degrees that are going to be offered here in the Bloomington campus, including biology, chemistry, human services, and psychology. And these are what are called transfer single articulation pathway degrees, or TSAPs, that allow you to transfer seamlessly to a 4-year public university.
That's what it means. Gotcha.
Yeah. So basically, you can come here, get your associate's degree, then transfer directly into the 4-year institutions, and it makes it a very seamless process, and it's very popular with our students.
And not to confuse anybody, but these are new, these are special. Are all your programs TSAP? Tell me how that works.
No, we have 12 total that include the ones I just talked about.
Sure.
In addition, computer science, criminal justice, early childhood education, electrical engineering technology, elementary education, informatics, nursing, and I think business administration. So
those are the ones that transfer out, and then you have your own 2-year programs and everything else that you can.
And we have classes, individual classes that transfer to the 4-year schools.
Gotcha.
Too.
So I just don't want people think those are the only ones that do that. So I get confused easy, and I don't want anybody else being confused.
We know that.
That's exactly
about,
right.
About 60% of our students actually are transfer bound. That's really their goal when they come here to the Bloomington campus, mostly because of our relationship with Indiana University's flagship campus here. So.
Well, and the other thing is, it's a great place to get started if you don't know if college is for you or not, and it's a great way to test the waters.
Absolutely. And it's very affordable way to do it.
Well,
too.
I was going
to
throw that in. That's a good part, because there's not a lot of things that are affordable anymore.
No, and definitely not.
And we know higher education it's not you, it's not them, it's just that's how it's been. So
absolutely.
Steve Bryant's our guest this morning. We'll tell you who he is here at the end of the program when we have some more time.
Steve, one of the things that Ivy Tech's almost a hallmark now is helping people who are already employed get additional, what do you call them, career building move backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
career
helping them
building.
Get, what, additional classes to help them in their jobs they already have?
Yeah, I mean, we do that with a lot of our students. And, you know, most of them don't exactly know what career they may not want, or they may want when they get into the classes here. So we have a career services office that's their job, and they work right alongside our academic advisors and say, okay, well, if you're interested in this career path, here's where you go, here's the types of classes you need, here's the kind of internships, work experience you might need. And there, like I said, there are classes that we have that are very much in line with the workforce alignment path that I think President Elsperman has been pushing
right.
through Ivy Tech for a long time.
And you're reaching out to the businesses, to the people who are already working, to help improve their lot in life, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we meet with small business owners all the time as part of our job here at the Entrepreneurship Center and certainly Small Business Development Center, and many of those, you know, certainly going to be looking for people to be working for them in the future. So we're often introducing them to our academic team to participate in our Achieve Your Degree program, which is very, you know, very much how do we develop your employees into, you know, better trained employees with specific skills that they may not already have. This is a la with the My Cook pathway that you've heard a lot from the
right.
Cook organization and Ivy Tech and their partnership. We can do that for any small business. So any company wants to contact us, you know, here at Ivy Tech, we're happy to work with them and try to, you know, set something up. And almost always it's no cost to the employer to take, or no cost to the employee to take the classes. We can defer, you know, the tuition towards the end, and then the employer can pay that, you know, as they reach their credentials, which is really, really solid for the employee.
So if you have an employee listening right now, how do they start that? What do they need to do at their company to find out if they're participating and can do this?
Yeah, I think first they would, you know, check with their HR department to see if they have a tuition reimbursement program, and if they do, have they also partnered with Ivy Tech and figured out a way to make it no cost to the employee for the term of getting into the classes? Because that, you know, that cost factor can be a significant barrier for anybody getting into college, and certainly for those who have a full-time job as well. You know, it's also difficult. So, you know, you got to remove those barriers. So that cost is one of those key ones, and that's what this Achieve Your Degree program is designed to do: is really remove those barriers, get you into the classes, and make it in a way that fits your work and lifestyle.
Now, you have an amazing program, and I want to use that as a step off point for this, the Duke It Out competition. But now, unabashedly, there's going to be a Shark Tank at Ivy Tech?
Yeah. Our central office decided to create a Shark Tank-style competition to create an app just for Ivy Tech students. So basically, they're going to all Ivy Tech students and saying, hey, if you'd like to create a mobile app that would help you better, you know, find information about things you're interested in college, you know, the services we provide, the types of programs we have, where to find financial aid, all those fun things. You can actually plan, produce, and design a mobile software application, and there's going to be a prize of $1,500 for the student teams that win
Ooh.
It. And really, every student's available, and anybody in the state can apply for it. It's really cool.
Are you doing the Duke It Out?
We'll be doing the Duke It Out in the spring. Yeah, we usually do them in April. Yeah, so actually, a good story. A couple of our students who participated in our pitch competition, which we called Duke It Out back in April, our second place student, Josh James, he actually started a web-based company here recently and got a microloan through First Financial Bank. And another student of ours just got accepted into the B-Start competition through the Bloomington Economic Development Corporation. So it's nice to see our students kind of, you know, get that first taste of the pitch world and taking their idea to the next step, and now they're kind of moving on to that next phase. That's kind of what we do here.
Wow. And it's not too late. Second 8-week classes start this coming week, so you could still get in on that.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, you just said it. 8-week classes start on October 16th, and if anybody's interested, just wander into Ivy Tech, jump on ivytech.edu, or you can also call 812-330-6013.
Where are you watching the big game tonight?
Oh, let's see. I'm probably going to watch it from the homestead and try to stay out of trouble.
From the Bryant Bunker,
well
below sea level?
From my W Flag Central. You know, while I'm out there also watching the Junco Birds return for the winter.
That's exactly right. Kyle Hendricks tonight, who's going for Washington? There's been conjecture on who that's going to be.
I haven't looked this morning. But
that's the point. It's undecided.
I'm sure Scherzer will make an appearance.
I would, if you pay him $30 million and pull him out after one hit, Dusty, I would hope you would bring him back in for a little bit more there. Good luck tonight. Well, let's just hope it's wonderful theater, and you've won a ring last year. You can share with the rest of us.
Hey, I'm just happy to be in the playoffs again.
There you go. That's a good fan because
playoffs.
Right. Everybody thinks you're entitled to that annually. That's not the case. It takes takes some doing to get there, and winning world championships there. That's why grown men cry when those things happen. All right. Good job as always. Give us your title one last time.
Oh, gosh. Chief Poobah and Exchequer at Ivy Tech Community College.
At least while the Chancellor's gone, we love it. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen.